Sue Dailyish for Tuesday. Oh, that cut off really quick. Tuesday, December 23rd, minus 6 outside. Feels like probably minus 8. I don't know. I didn't actually look. You have to find out your own feels like today. It's not Christmas today or anything. I'm experimenting with a different recording software, so I don't know if things are going to sound different or weird. It's certainly something feels weird because I'm not looking at the right screen, the normal screen that I look at that has little things. It's a recording app called Hindenburg, which is a funny name for a piece of software because obviously everyone's very, well, some folks might be familiar with the fact that the Hindenburg disaster was a big airship that, I don't know, crashed or something. I don't know specifics, but just brings up bad tones. So to name your app after that is a pretty bold move, I guess, but it's a recording app primarily geared for journalists and people sort of in the field and doing reporting and things like that, where they don't want to have to mess around with a lot of settings and fiddle with a lot of dials and widgets and stuff like that. And so it's a basic multi-track recorder, similar to what Logic or GarageBand would be, with a built-in ability to grab conversation from Skype. Whereas with something like Logic or GarageBand, you have to go and find another app typically to record, say, if I'm doing an interview with somebody over Skype, like what I do often, you'd have to get another app, typically something like Call Recorder by Ecamm Software and things like that, where you would use that to record the conversation you have with someone over Skype, and then you have them both, your words and your guest's words on a different track, so you can adjust levels and things like that, edit out coughs and mistakes and whatever, and still be able to hear yourself, they can hear themselves, hear you, etc. appropriately. So, whereas Hindenburg has it all built in. And so it doesn't actually, I'm almost, for my setup, it's kind of like I'm too far down a certain path with too much gear to really make use of it. But I wanted to try it out. So we've worked out a little arrangement for Show Me Your Mic, where I'll be trying it out and also sort of sponsoring it. They're sponsoring a few episodes of Show Me Your Mic in exchange for trying it out. It was something I approached them about, and just because I wanted to try different pieces of software out there, but I don't necessarily have the budget to go out and buy everything that's out there. So, and I hear a lot about this app, Hindenburg, from when I interview folks on Show Me Your Mic from across the pond, typically Europe. They're a company that's based in Germany, I believe, and they come up often like guests from Australia and from Europe and basically not North America. So there's a few folks in North America. There's definitely folks in North America using it. It's very common with journalists, but just in terms of podcasters that I listen to and hear about, nobody really recommends Hindenburg. And so just something I wanted to try out. But yeah, it doesn't have, as far as I'm just installed it yesterday, and this is my first run at it. Figured I'd use Dailyish to try and record with it. It doesn't appear to support, it can take the inputs from my big, like, 16-track mixer, but doesn't appear to support multiple tracks on a single recording. I'd have to just basically have, you can basically just limit one track, which track you want of the 16 tracks that are there. I think actually just the first four, maybe even. But again, I could be missing some setting that's just a little bit deeper. What's really nice about it is it supports automatic publishing to like an FTP server, which sometimes you would use, say Libsyn or things like that, where you'd use to publish your podcast. So it's very, I'm impressed with it as far as a quick way for someone who doesn't want to have to worry about learning all that stuff. Because normally you would record, say, in GarageBand, like I mentioned with the Skype connection recording app, and have to import the audio from there. Then when you're done exporting, you have to go find the file, make sure you have some sort of FTP client or web client that you go to maybe upload your podcast somewhere, and make sure you remember to tag it with the proper MP3 metadata, whereas Hindenburg does all that right inside of it. And so it can upload to an FTP server, it can upload to SoundCloud, and also supports services that are like, I forget which, the routers or somebody, like news journalist type servers and things like that as well are built in for proper publishing and exporting from. So, interesting piece of software. It's really small. Like, I was looking at the file size when I downloaded, I thought it maybe something had messed up because it's So like Logic that I normally use, Logic Express, which is an older version, but still it's 340 megabytes, which is your like large for an your average app, but from Apple anyways tend to be a little larger. Keynote, for example, is almost 600 megabytes. iTunes is 300 megabytes. Hindenburg, though, as an app, let me just find it in the list here. It is, where did I go? How do I spell? 8.3 megabytes. So, which is tiny compared to the other apps. So again, fairly lightweight, I would guess, able to be run on older machines. Like I run Logic on this 2007 iMac, so it's obviously able to keep up. But yeah, so a slower machine. I think it's available for Windows and Mac, if I'm not mistaken. And so it's a neat idea and something I'd probably look at recommending. That sort of common one. This isn't about an episode of a podcast, and this isn't how I started it out, but this is what you get. The common one that gets recommended is Audacity, which is a free web or editor for sound editing and stuff on your Windows or Mac computer. But it's ugly. But it's free. And so that's awesome. But this is something where you wouldn't have to, like I said, you wouldn't have to buy extra software. And so it might be something to look at. There's free software to capture Skype things as well. It's just how integrated do you want it to be, your life to be. I think this one starts around $50 or so. I'm trying to look on their website, but I don't have it in front of me. Stalling for time. How's that weather out there? Too bad the hoarfrost seems to be disappearing. It looks like a little bit stuck around. No, maybe $95. So it's more, a little more expensive, but again, definitely simple and integrated. And we'll see what the sound quality is like. Because I don't have my usual array of compressors and EQs and stuff built in, but it supposedly has a pretty good level editor for recognizing your voice and trying to tune it to what should sound good to in people's ears later. So I probably won't be able to do another dailyish before the year end. I might slip one in, we'll see. But I want to thank you for listening, whoever you are out there. This has been 62 episodes of dailyish that I've done this year, and I forgot the exact date that I started, but thank you for listening along on this journey. I want to thank Campaign Monitor for sponsoring dailyish, which they've done since episode 15 or so, ever since we brought it over to Good Stuff. I want to thank Good Stuff for .fm for supporting these kind of experimental podcasts. Obviously, I'm part of the ownership of Good Stuff, so I can say that, but also there's other folks involved, Kyle, Tim, involved in deciding whether shows continue on Good Stuff or not, and it's appreciated that these kind of experimental shows are something they're into as well and support doing. So, yeah, visit campaignmonitor.com, as you've heard many times, sending newsletters and email campaigns to clients and friends. And visit goodstuff.fm to hear more awesome podcasts. This episode of dailyish, you can find it at goodstuff.fm/dailyish/62, as my voice hopefully holds out. I'm iChris on Twitter. You can support me on Patreon, patreon.com/iChris. And look forward to many more awesome stuffs happening in 2015. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.